By now, music fans are used to the regular discovery of vintage, unreleased recordings. Nearly all of the good material is by already celebrated performers. But once in a great while, unknown players from the past make an impact on the present. Critic Milo Miles talks about one such release from the proto-punk trio Death.
In a pop market where you've got to pick up every niche, there's a relentless parade of long-lost masterpieces and forgotten gems. Can be psychedelic, rockabilly, soul, funk, or whatever. More and more, these are sad disappointments, or at best trifles for zealous fans of the style who feast on crumbs. Quite a jolt, then, that the Detroit trio Death has come out with a brief album for the whole world to see, that's the most surprising and satisfying proto-punk discovery since the Monks' Black Monk time back in 1994. After all, the Monks had been a persistent rumor since the 1960s, with pictures of their tonsured heads turning up on occasion. Death were no more than a 1976 single, heard by almost no one. Back then, neither the market nor the audience were ready for the three Black Hackney brothers, guitarist David, bassist and singer Bobby, and drummer Dennis, who are wrapped up in rock and roll. Why is Death such an anomaly? For the Whole World to See consists of the single, plus five recently discovered 1974 demos, and most of the tracks evoke the hard-charging racket of the Stooges and the MC5, who are as much a part of the Detroit scene as Motown. Besides, 20 years before Death, in the era of Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, and Little Richard, rock and roll was too black, no matter who was performing it. After the British invasion, however, the image of a rock band changed to unconventional white guys with charming accents. By the end of the 60s, Jimi Hendrix was the only major black performer in rock, and even he caught criticism for not embracing racial revolution. Black rock and roll never really went away. There were heavy doses of it in the band Funkadelic, and there was the occasional offbeat group like Mother's Finest from Atlanta. It's clear that songwriters Bobby and David Hackney loved the very nature of high-energy rock. It was punchy, plain, said what it thought. Punky, in other words. And though punk now has a connotation of downbeat fury, that was not always so. Like the Ramones, Death were more jokey than angry. Death's big experimental number, Let the World Turn, even promotes cosmic patience and offers a reminder that, early on, party punks could also be arty punks.
Let the world turn, let the world turn around. Let the world turn, let the world turn around. On a wild trip around. Let the world turn, let the world turn around. On a wild trip, on a wild trip around.
Even in Detroit, death never got much radio exposure, and the Hackneys never connected with the right music industry people. The brothers went on to play gospel and eventually reggae. David Hackney died in 2000, more convinced than anyone else that death would get its due. For the whole world to see proves he was right. As rich and provocative as the 70s punk explosion was, it would have been more so if death had taken part.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed Death's album For the Whole World to See on the Drag City label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.